Guard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Nace. We keep it secure and safe 24 hours a day. 045 408 300.
And joining us for this week's Crime Watch is Garda member Brian Carroll from Newbridge Garda Station. Brian, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning, Hannah.
So we'll get straight into the first offence. This was a renewed appeal for witnesses for an assault that occurred in Clane.
Yeah, on the 20th of August, sometime between 8.15 and 8.45pm in the Alexander Walk area of Clane. In this case, there was a house party where a number of uninvited guests turned up and things got a little bit out of hand. Gardaí were then contacted and requested people to leave the area. Two of the youths who were at the party were then attacked by a group of up to 10 people. One of the males attended hospital with injuries to his eyes, nose and ears, along with a suspected concussion. And the second male suffered injuries to his eye and his lip. We've made significant progress as part of this investigation, and we are following a definite line of inquiry. And to assist us, we were just asking people if they have any footage sent to them by phone, or if any car in the area had dash cam footage, to contact Gardaí. And we're also asking anyone who witnessed these assaults who has not yet come forward to please do so and contact Clane Gardaí on 045 868 262.
Moving down up to Kilcock, Brian, and there was a theft in a car that Gardaí are investigating now.
So apologies, that theft was actually a burglary in Kilcock, which had occurred at Mulligan Brothers Sawmill in Spinbridge on the 3rd of September, sometime between 2.50am and 3.10am. In this case, the injured party arrived into work and noticed that his premises had been broken into. Entry was gained through the rear door of the sawmill. A lock in the back office was broken and a cash box was taken. CCTV has been viewed and shows two suspects with their face covered, wearing gloves, breaking into the office. We're also in the process of canvassing other properties in the area for CCTV, and the Scenes of Crime Unit also examined the area. And we're just asking the public if they saw anyone acting suspiciously in the area or have any information which may assist us with this investigation to contact Kilcock Gardaí on 01 675 7390.
Then in Leixlip, the Gardaí there are investigating the unauthorised taking of a car that occurred on the 3rd of September, so only a few days ago.
Yeah, as I said, on the 3rd of September, sometime between 11pm and midnight. In this case, a white Toyota Aqua registration number 161G8702 was taken from a premises in the Barnhall Meadows area of Leixlip. CCTV has been obtained and it shows a number of people being dropped off by another car and then they proceed to take the white Toyota Aqua. This car was later involved in a traffic collision and set alight in the Dublin area. And we're just asking the residents of Barnhall Meadows to check their camera footage and the ring doorbells to see if they have any footage of the youths in the estate. Or if anyone's seen this car being driven around that night in Leixlip, to contact them on 01 666 7800.
Also, Gardaí and Maynooth are investigating a separate unauthorised taking of a car, as well as a burglary that occurred on the 4th of September going into the 5th of September.
Yeah, sometime between 10pm and 6pm. This occurred in the Barrowstown area of Maynooth. The intra party in the morning woke to find his car keys gone, and it is believed at some stage during the night someone broke into the house via the rear door and stole the keys of the car. The registration number of the car was 171KE2167, and it's a blue Suzuki Vitara. And we're just asking the public if they saw anyone acting suspiciously in the area or have they seen this car parked up at any location to contact Maynooth Gardaí on 01 629 2380.
And very lastly then, there are two burglaries which took place in Athy that Gardaí are investigating now, Brian.
Yeah, this happened on the 4th of September, sometime between 6.50pm and 11.15pm. The first occurred in the Tamard area of Athy. In this case, the injured party returned home to find her house had been broken into and entry was gained via a window at the rear of the house. An upstairs bedroom was gone through and a rose gold bracelet taken. The second house was broken into is located on the Carlow Road. In this case, the front door of the house was forced open. The house went through. No property was taken in the second burglary. Both houses have been examined by the scenes of crime unit, and we're just asking the public if they saw anyone acting suspiciously in the areas of Tamarda or the Carlow Road areas of Atai on the 4th of September to contact Gardaí, or if anyone has any information in relation to the rose gold bracelet that has been offered as for sale, to contact Atai Gardaí on 059 863 4210.
Brian, thanks so much for joining for this week's Crime Watch. That is Garda Brian Carroll from Newbridge Garda Station for Wednesday morning's Crime Watch. Again, some of those stories will be featured on the KFM website today and tomorrow, as well as the news bulletin, so you can find all the details there.
Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Naas, PSA licensed, 045 408 300 or manguardplus.ie.